Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Chandler Walker of Culture of Care and Stone Age Fuel. Chandler, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to your audience, and hopefully they have a good time and their eyes don't glaze over and they don't fall asleep.
If they do, it'll be largely because of me, not because of you, because you're doing some awesome things. So I wanted to read a little bit more about Chandler so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Chandler is a visionary business leader with high emotional intelligence and a rare mix of strategic technology, marketing, sales experience, sales and expertise combined with a true talent for devising and applying new ideas and innovation to propel companies to build competitive advantages. Chandler, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. I'm excited. Let's do this.
Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah. So my story goes way back. I remember being a kid and my dad had a business for years. He still has the business. I think it's been around since the 80s. So it's still flourishing and running. Right. He would say, "Hey, Chandler, let's get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'll get you a donut and some orange juice and we're going to go to a customer's house." And so we do that all the time. And the only reason I enjoyed it was because I got that donut and orange juice. But also I got to watch him interacting with customers and watching him do his business and watch how he was selling people and talking and just moving forward. And I thought it was pretty neat. And as I got older, I worked for him for a few summers and I realized he had a contractor business. I realized that I definitely did not want to do hard labor for a living after working with him for a few summers. Mm-hmm. But he always told me, "Hey, Chandler, don't open your own business. Go work for the post office, get a retirement, and just don't worry about anything." And so I did the exact opposite of what he said and opened my own business and kind of progressed into where I was today. And it kind of started off in a route to where I went to college and I was kind of focused on business, but I switched to biochemistry at some point and decided that maybe I would go through the med school route. I was like, maybe I should pursue something where it's quote unquote stable. Right. And so I got kind of through it. I was in my internship and precepting a lot. And I realized that one of the things that I was doing in this profession at that point was providing medication to people. And they didn't necessarily want to make a lifestyle change. And so at that point, I decided that I needed to start my own thing, create my own entity where I could help people remove chronic pain and build the best version of who they are without using medication and without being just stuck and without having to go into pain management. And that's how Stone Age Fuel was born, which is our original first business. And so I just started a blog, and it was what we thought from a biochemical perspective and what the industry was perpetrating. So what was the health and wellness industry trying to sell you and what actually made sense and what was actually true? And so we got a big following. We got people all over the world inviting us to go talk and give we called it our fluff to tough healthy eating presentation. And so we taught everybody how to turn their fluff into tough. And eventually we turned that into a brick and mortar business. And then eventually we turned that again into an online-based business. And then I realized at some point that after I came on with a consulting agency, once we started getting really good at Stone Age Fuel, we started helping other businesses get their strategic action plan in order, get their unique selling proposition set up. I realized that there was one more thing that was holding people back, and it was the mental health aspect. So people came into this already defeated, already broken, and already convincing themselves that they couldn't move forward. And so at that point, I realized that we had to start something where we could help people get past their barriers, their triggers, their problems, and their issues so they could make the decision to build the best version of who they are and to build the best version and remove chronic pain. And that's when Culture of Care was born. So we created an 8-week curriculum based on cognitive behavior therapy. So myself and I have a clinical psychologist who built it with me. And that takes people from the point of I'm stuck. I don't know who I am. I don't know how to get past these. I have these childhood issues that I can't get over. To now I feel good about myself. I'm comfortable with my thoughts and emotions and I'm ready to take it to the next level.
Nice. I absolutely love that and appreciate that, especially from the foundation of, you know, going out and getting your donut and orange juice with your dad to what you're building now, because a lot of times, you know, those foundational skills, whether you know it or not, even though your dad said, you know, go get a job at the post office, you saw him, I should say. And I'm sure that basically laid a foundation for what you wanted to do. And now, you know, you're doing all these kind of awesome things to kind of help out the clients. And do you find that, is that where, you know, Culture Care came about, where that kind of mindset was so strong that it can kind of direct person, you know, either left or right, depending on what those foundational principles were.
Yeah, I find, and growing up, my mother was bipolar, so I got to experience mental health from a childhood standpoint. And so as I got progressed, I didn't understand it until I got deeper into working with actual people inside the gym environment, but it kind of came back to where I originally was with my mother. It's people can't move forward if they don't feel good enough to move forward. And it's not as simple as saying, oh, brush it off. It's not as simple as saying, hey, you just got to think happy thoughts, smile. Though it doesn't work that way. So you have to say, okay, what's going on in your life? Why do you feel this way? Think back to your past. What's going on in your childhood? I want you to write in a journal and let's start understanding what's going on and why we have these thoughts and why we're thinking. So why we've defeated ourselves before we've even started. And that's when the mindset piece came into play. We didn't want to come into this being like the standard life coach. We wanted to come into this and create a whole health and wellness aspect into our business. So it was, and eventually it morphed into the five pillars of optimal wellness, which is mental health, social health, because right now people are unbelievably lonely and you wouldn't understand it. And you can't, people would probably wouldn't even believe it, but I would say 50% of the population is incredibly lonely, but they don't feel good enough about talking about it. The third one is nutrition or gut health, and then fitness, and finally sleep. And so I found that once we were able to capitalize on these five pillars of optimal wellness, with mental health being the first, then into social health, and then into the actual nutrition and fitness and sleep components, that we could help people make real change and help people not defeat themselves and help people not quit on themselves.
Yeah, and I love that, just because a lot of times, you know, when you're thinking about your health or your holistic health, especially, you're thinking that, okay, let me go to the gym, let me do more sit-ups, let me, you know, not eat that donut or whatever it is, but understanding that those are five different pillars that all play a part in your overall health is something that I think a lot of people forget.
Yeah, exactly. And until maybe 5 years ago, it was faux pas to even talk about it. I can't talk about the fact that I have, maybe I'm not thinking good about myself or my thoughts aren't where they should be, or I just don't know where to go and I'm stuck. And so everybody learned to just suck it up and not talk about it, but it creates a cataclysmic cascade of problems across the board over the course of your life if you never actually talk about it or learn to deal with or handle those feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate you, you know, for dedicating your time and energy to help, you know, bring awareness to that, but also to help out people as well. So would you consider that, you might have already touched on this, to be like your secret sauce, but what do you feel kind of is your unique selling proposition for your organization, even for your businesses?
Yeah, for our businesses, we have the five pillars, and the secret sauce and the USP behind it would be, we help people remove anxiety and depression to kickstart their stalled career or life. And we help people remove chronic pain so that they can live life, be mobile, and finally be free again. So it ties back into the five pillars. It's remove the mental aspects and remove the physical aspects that are holding us back, and we can finally live optimally and happy again. And you can be 90 years old and running next to your grandkids, not be 90 years old and being pushed in a wheelchair in front of them. And that's what people ultimately want. They want to age well and live well and feel well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of that goes back to your conditioning, the mindset as well too, because a lot of times you have to understand that that is a reality, that you can be 90 and do that. Because I think a lot of times your reality becomes whatever you see. And if you don't see that or you haven't seen that, sometimes you don't think that that's possible, but you're saying that that is definitely possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's getting over the mindset. And this works with business owners as well. Everybody's stuck. But everybody doesn't understand that typically we've already defeated ourselves. We've already decided that we can't take that step forward. We can't progress because of something that's happened in our past that's instilled fear on us and the inability to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely think there is a difference between, you know, the mindset and the mental health, as you kind of touched on too. So understanding which is probably definitely something to know.
Exactly. You have to know what feelings am I experiencing? Am I stuck? Okay, is this producing anxiety? Okay, so now I need to figure out how to get over this. Am I stuck? Do I feel down? Do I not feel good? Do I not want to get out of bed? Okay, now we might be creeping into depression. So we can really pinpoint and understand and create an optimal pathway for getting someone to be better. And better could be removing depression. It could be removing anxiety. It could be my mindset's kind of stuck and I need to take it to the next level. So it might be removing a simple block that someone has.
Right. Exactly. So I definitely appreciate you for putting a time and effort into helping people out with that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Yeah, my biggest one, I think that's really hit me in the last couple of years, is being laser focused on one thing, not two things. I think as CEOs, we tend to start getting focused. You see shiny things. It's shiny thing syndrome. I want to do this, 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 and this, and I'm doing 17 things average, and then they start to fall apart one at a time. I think what you have to do is you have to say, okay, here's my list of things that I'm doing. Number one through 10. Number boom, 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 boom. Does this fulfill me at my core? Yes. Okay. Is this putting me in a place to where I'm financially okay? Yes. Okay, cool. Give it a score. And then if both of those come into play and you have yeses, then you can keep doing it. But if you say, okay, this doesn't really bring me to where I want to be, I just thought it would be something cool to pursue, you probably should get rid of it. And so I think the idea is find one or two things that you're unreasonably good at and excel and push as hard as you can to be as good as possible at that, and avoid at all costs being focused on 17 different things, because we're going to be a lot better if we're focused on one simple task or two simple tasks than we are if we're focused on a million. And one thing I do to organize this is I'll set up a 6-week sprint. So this is what I'm focusing on for this 6 weeks exclusively. At the end of the 6 weeks, I look at, okay, do I need to focus on this again? Okay, let's keep pursuing this. Okay, we got this down. Now let's pick up something else. And then after the 6 weeks, we give ourselves about a 2-week break, because you need a brain break. If you don't get a brain break, you lose your creativity and ability to focus and move forward. And so we go sort of on these 8-week cycles, 6 weeks working, 2 weeks off. And it puts us in a really good place to actually organize ourselves and be incredibly good at what we do moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that that laser focus, and even in the process that you have, because a lot of times, and I was actually just going to ask you that, do you find that after the 6 weeks, you do feel like, you know, you need a break or you need some time off? So I love that you built in those 2 weeks, because a lot of times you're so laser focused, it can be draining, it can be a lot. But once you know that you get to that kind of end, you can have those 2 weeks and then you can start on something new. And for people like me, I know especially, I enjoy kind of starting new things and having new projects. So having both of those built in is huge.
Yeah, I think it's huge, because when you look at the CEO, they're often overworked. We tend to get in this hustle mentality. Like, you need to hustle 24/7. If you're not, you should feel bad about yourself and find more work to do. But in reality, when you look at the way the brain works, if we're hustling 24/7, there's no time for it to relax and repair and grow. And if we give it that time, then it puts us in a place to where we're incredibly more impactful in what we do. We're going to be more focused. We're going to be more creative. And we're going to have the capabilities to be the true CEO that we want and the visionary that our business needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And taking into account rest is definitely a big part of that. And sleep, as you mentioned, as well in your pillars. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
There was two things. Number one, leveraging what I'm good at and being really good at it. Not trying to build on my strengths or my weaknesses, and not trying to make myself better at what I'm not good at. It's find what you're good at, because you're the CEO and you are the visionary, and be incredibly good at that. And then find people who can pick up your weaknesses and they can be good at that. So you essentially build a team of people who are good at the things that you're not good at, and you're good at the things that they're not good at. So all of you enhance each other and build upon each other's strengths. And I think if you can build a team like this, you put yourself in a place to where you can rely on them, you can trust them. Each one of you can be doing the specific task that you need to be focusing on. Nobody's doing double work. Nobody's fighting or getting upset at each other. And you have a really solid, a rock solid team to move forward with, because outside of that, if you don't have a solid team, everything's going to depend on you. You're going to be doing all the work, and you're going to put yourself in a perpetual state of misery, because you're just going to be in the weeds working on your business all the time. And you're not going to be able to actually be the visionary and see what you need to do and adjust and modify and really grow the business to where it needs to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's definitely important to be able to do that, because that's how you progress forward. That's how you break down walls and crush goals as well too. If you're able to do that and kind of have that focus on what your strengths are and laser focus on those, and then understand to bring on people to support you in your weaknesses or things you don't do as well, I should say. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Chandler, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, being a CEO is, I don't think it should be this. It's the guy who knows how to do everything and who knows how to lead a team in the right direction. It's the hero of the story, even if it's a reluctant hero. It's the visionary behind the brand, and it's the person who can inspire, motivate, and create action amongst the people who not only work for them, but the people who are the consumers who are going to purchase and buy the products. The CEO is the one person that everybody should be able to look to and say, that's the reason that I want to do this. That's the reason that I want to keep moving forward. The passion, the drive, the efficacy and everything behind that is the reason that I want to make this work. And you have to be a leader, you have to be a visionary, and you have to be able to continuously drive that forward and continuously try and reinvent yourself and reinvent your company, or you're going to be out of business, or your staff's not going to want to follow you, and you're going to have high turnover, or nobody's going to buy your product.
Absolutely. No, that's definitely a great reminder to kind of understand. So Chandler, I truly appreciate your time. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're doing.
Yeah, I think as you go through this, I always talk about the success mindset. You're going to go through hard times. You're going to go through ups and downs. The business is going to skyrocket, then it's going to plummet, then you're going to be good for a little while. Just remember, be in the success mindset. So for every negative thought you have, like, I can't do this anymore, or it's too much, or I'm overwhelmed, think, okay, I'm overwhelmed, but this is what I'm going to do to make it better. I can't do this anymore, but maybe I should take a little break and then I'll come back and I'll crush it. Or I'm not sure how to solve this problem, but I'm going to find a consultant or find someone who can help me work through this. You can send me an email, chandler@stoneagefuel.com, or you can send me a Facebook message. I have a Facebook profile. We do a live video every day where we talk about mindset and just different things. You can go to facebook.com/ChansLogic, ChansLogic, and you can hit me up on there and shoot me a message.
Appreciate you, my friend. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.